My delegation would like to thank you, Chair, for your election and wish you success in your endeavors. My thanks also are extended to the outgoing JAGS Chair, Ambassador Molokomi, for her leadership, and to Mrs. Pamela Koch-Hamilton, ITC's Executive Director, for her insightful statement on ITC's 2020 annual report and her vision on ITC's role in the incoming years. My delegation appreciates the work done by ITC during these difficult times. Indeed, ITC's 2020 annual report showed clearly how ITC is making difference on the ground, impacting positively many SMEs in developing countries in their daily and strategic operations. My delegation reiterates its invitation to ITC leadership to provide my country as soon as possible technical assistance needed to implement its national strategy to promote non-hydrocarbon exports. Algeria looks forward to expand its collaboration with ITC in order to help its MSMEs to tap their potential to integrate regional and global value change, especially in sectors with a great export potential such as the agri-food sector and the pharmaceutical one. As for ITC's strategy for the next 4 years, my delegation will send its feedbacks in the two incoming weeks. Meanwhile, we would kindly request the Secretary to give us its vision about its future mobilization resources strategy in the post-COVID-19 international financial landscape that is impacting even ITC's traditional donors. Regarding ITC's human resources management, we encourage its management to continue to promote gender and geographical fair representation of its membership within ITC staff. We value information provided in ITC's 2020 annual report regarding its staff profile. However, for the next JAG session, my delegation would highly appreciate if the Secretariat could provide us with a more detailed profile data, including information on the nature of the work contracts, short-term versus permanent contracts, the proportion of general staff versus the professional category and the grades, the professional corresponding grades, and also the average age of the workforce and ITC's recruitment forecast for the next 4 years. In concluding, I would like to emphasize that ITC's assistance to developing countries, both governments and MSMEs, is more than ever needed in this period of health, economic, and climate crisis and their uncertainties. I thank you very much.
And the floor